Yeah, this is done in the Rex Link Flight Service Station.
Yes, sir.
And we got a UFO down here reported, and just thought we'd call you and let you know.
Okay, you have the party's name?
The reporting party?
Yeah, do you have any names or telephone numbers?
It was reported by the Rock Springs Police Department twice.
Okay. That's all they gave you?
Well, I myself observed it through some binoculars, and they seemed to think that they wanted to know if it was a helicopter is what they wanted. They said they couldn't hear any noises, but it was observed approximately 3 to 4 miles west of the airport, and we were actually east of the town.
Right.
And I got a red and white flashing light. We didn't have any aircraft in the area at the time, and we advised the center in Salt Lake, and they said they didn't have any on their radar scope, but they did have some real tiny blips on their
oh, radar. I see.
And I thought it was about 10 miles west of the airport, and the police department reported it 500 feet to 1,000 feet in the air, and I think that was pretty accurate. And it appeared to me, like I said, we didn't have any aircraft in the area and no helicopters that we knew of. It appeared to me that it was moving in a catty-corner type direction. It would be stationary for a minute, at, you know, like a helicopter. It would be hovering.
Right.
But then it would move more or less at a 45-degree slant, kind of an angle.
I see.
And, well, we got it about, like I say, 10 miles west of the airport.
Okay. If we find out what it is, we'll get back to you.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about it myself.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, this is a UFO reporting center in Washington. Could you give us any information on the objects that your personnel saw in the sky there tonight?
All they said was it was had a really bright light on it, and it was shining a spotlight on the ground. And it was about 500 to 1,000 feet in the air.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, we'd like to get a description of what you saw tonight.
How do you have the information?
We got it via FAA, and then we went through your department.
Uh-huh. Well, there was a highway patrolman. Have you called him?
No. We weren't aware of another gentleman.
Yeah. I'm going to be seeing him after a while. I can have him call you if you want.
Sure.
I don't know what we saw. I really don't.
Oh, could we get a description of just exactly what you observed?
Well, first of all, it looked like two big headlights.
Uh-huh.
In the sky. And it was probably 3 or 4 at that time, maybe 5 miles west of the Rock Springs Airport. And we were both traveling west on Interstate 80. We'd been on a call and we're traveling in separate cars, but you know, in the close proximity of each other.
Yes.
And he called called me on the radio and says, that's sure a strange-looking airplane over there. And I've been looking at it. So we pulled over and parked, and the thing wasn't moving. And so, you know, we figured, well, it isn't an airplane getting ready to land, so it must be a helicopter. And we watched it probably for, I'd say maybe a minute. And then it started to move again slowly, eastward. And there was also a spotlight under it, or the shot that went to the ground, you know.
Yes.
We could see the ground lighting up under it. But it wasn't on all the time. And we were just under the impression it was some kind of a big helicopter or something. Then when the patrolman went home to eat supper, he called the airport just to verify, you know, we wanted to know what it was, really, what kind of a helicopter it was, and they didn't have any report of it. Or said that they hadn't picked anything up in their radar screen.
Uh-huh.
I wish now that we'd have turned and followed the thing further, but because it was so close to the airport and everything, would you, you know, well, I still think it was probably a helicopter, but I don't know.
And all you could see was the lights, the two lights?
Well, there was two, yeah, like two large headlights.
Yes.
This looked like a car or something up there, you know, with real bright headlights.
Okay, now that beam of light coming down from the bottom, how was that positioned in relation to those two white lights?
I cannot answer that question.
Okay.
The patrolman might be able to, because he called my attention to the fact that the ground was lighting up off and on under it. And then when I looked down on the ground, it was.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is quite hilly country here. And I distinctly recall on that one hill that the whole side of it was lit up.
Could you actually discern that shaft of light coming down from the sky?
No, I couldn't say that in all honesty either, other than I saw the ground lit up.
Okay. Do you have any estimate as how far apart those two white lights were?
You know, I've been thinking about that further than a car, probably, in retrospect.
Okay.
And bright.
Right.
They were bright.
And you didn't get any sound at all?
Yes, I could hear. I rolled my glass down. In fact, I told a patrolman on the radio I could hear the thing. I heard something.
Uh-huh.
Now, like I say, that we're on an interstate, and semis are, you know, quite, travel it quite heavily. We were close to the airport. We're within 5 miles of the airport.
Okay.
And, but I heard something now. Whether it came from that or not, I don't know.
Now, was this object stationary?
It was when we first saw it.
Okay.
No. Let me correct that. It was moving slowly when we first saw it. Then it stopped, and that's when we pulled over and stopped, because at first I thought it was just an airplane going to come in, you know. Then when it stopped, obviously it wasn't any kind of an airplane that I ever saw, you know,
uh-huh.
because they have to keep moving. Then we thought it was a helicopter.
Could you discern any colored lights that you would see on a normal aircraft or a strobe light?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Do you have any estimate as to how close to the ground that was?
Well, I'd say 500 to 1,000 feet.
Okay. Now, did you watch that until it moved away?
Not away. We watched it until it moved. And when it started to move again, we just figured, well, it's a helicopter and they're going to the airport.
Uh-huh.
And, kind of put it out of our minds, and then when the patrolman called the airport and they didn't know anything about it, then I thought about it again, you know.
Okay, now did those two white lights at all times while you were observing it maintain the exact position? That is, I mean, the distance apart as though they might be attached to an object which you could not observe?
Yes, they maintained the same position,
uh-huh.
I would say.
Okay. Any estimate on the size of the lights themselves? Can you compare it with anything?
They were big. They were big in relation to an automobile headlight.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I can't be more specific, but they were unusually bright. They were bright.
Okay. Did they maintain the same brightness at all times?
Yes.
Okay. Now in the area where the ground was being lit up, is there any specific ground, man-made or natural feature in that area that you know of?
A railroad.
Just a railroad.
It would be just to the southeast of the Union Pacific Railroad track.
Okay.
Maybe a mile.
And did you see any other aircraft in the same area at the same time?
No, I didn't see any.
Okay. Well, I think that about does it. We sure appreciate your talking to us, Mr. Clark.
Yes, I'll have the patrolman call you tonight. I suppose you're there 24 hours, aren't you?
Right.
Yeah. What do you think we saw?
Well, the two white lights and the illumination of the ground under it is quite familiar in this field. Quite often when such a phenomenon will approach or come closer to a witness, why, then they can usually see the outline of a vehicle of some kind with the two brilliant white lights positioned on the right and left outer perimeter. But apparently this wasn't close enough for you to see what they were attached to.
No, I tried to make it out, too. Now, whether he did or not, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But I'm at home now for supper, and I'm just getting ready to leave. We're going back east, farther east, and out into the Red Desert there, and see if we can. We're kind of intrigued by this thing now.
Oh.
Because it was so close to the airport, we made an assumption that it was going to land there, you know.
Right. Okay, now you're associated with the Sheriff's Department?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I thank you again for talking to us, and if we come up with any answers regarding the identification of this thing, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
All right.
Good night.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
This is a patrol here in Wyoming.
Yes, sir.
And the deputy sheriff told me to call you.
Right.
Are you the same man he talked to?
Right.
Okay, what did you want?
Okay, what we'd like to do is get a detailed as possible description of what you saw this evening.
Well, it'll be about the same thing he told you. We were in different vehicles coming out of a McCall out around Point of Rocks, and just south of Interstate 80, we seen a couple of headlights up in the air in a stationary position. It looked like possibly like a car hanging up in the air.
Yes.
I know the terrain well enough. I knew that there was no hill up there for a motor vehicle to be on. I pulled over the side of the road and watched it. It had very bright lights on it. Bigger than car headlights, I guess you would say, and brighter. It appeared to be stationary, and I watched it for, probably less than 1 minute. And then it started to move in an easterly direction back toward the airport, right along the road that comes up to the airport.
Yes.
And I noticed that also these lights illuminated the ground. I would say it was 800 to 1,000 feet off the ground at that time. And then I just went on home and called the airport to see if they had a flight plan on some type of an aircraft that would do that.
Uh-huh.
I think it was a helicopter. But we're at the airport now trying to find out if there's a helicopter in the area, you know, that's landed by now.
Yes.
I have no report of one here.
Okay, now, as that object was moving, did it continue to illuminate the ground under it?
Yes.
Okay.
That's like bright headlights shining down.
Okay. Did you watch it until it moved out of sight?
No. It just went up the hill toward the airport, so I assumed that it was a helicopter coming back up here to land, you know.
Uh-huh.
But the thing that that was unusual about it was that time of day for it to be stationary. In other words, if people were out on a work detail, you'd think they'd just go right on to the airport.
Right.
Instead of stopping up in the air like that and hovering or being in a stationary position with the light shining down.
Did you get out of the car to watch this?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Stayed right in it. I didn't hear any noise.
Uh-huh. Okay. About what time did you first spot that?
It was about 6:10, I would estimate.
Okay.
6:10 p.m., mountain time.
Just about how long did the entire duration of the sighting last?
Oh, probably 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay.
2 minutes, it would be a pretty close guess.
Do you have any estimate of the distance between those two lights?
A little wider than car headlights. You take a big-sized passenger car, like a Chrysler or Dodge.
Right. Uh-huh.
But possibly a little wider than that.
Okay. Did they hold their same position as it moved along?
Yes.
Okay. And you couldn't see any outline of a vehicle of any kind?
No, I couldn't. Also, on the back, when it finally started in the easterly direction, I seen a red and green light blinking on and off.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Is that typical of a helicopter lighting system? A large-size helicopter? They've got this Hoskins helicopter service out of Salt Lake that works in this area, you know.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I went up in it one time and just looked at the terrain. And
it doesn't sound like a helicopter flight. You'd think that they'd come right on in. And, of course, the airport should know whether they were coming in or not.
Well, they should.
Yeah.
But they have no flight plan.
Right.
So, you know, we're interested. That it could be involved in some criminal activity.
Uh-huh.
That's our main interest there.
Right. And you were alone?
I was alone in my car. Right. Deputy Sheriff was right behind me in his own unit.
Okay. What distance apart were you from him? Any idea? Or was it fairly close?
Back off a call, we probably, we were right in the same area.
Oh, okay. Fine. All right, sir. Well, we sure appreciate your calling and talking to us. And
okay, we're going to do a little more checking on this, and I don't know if we can find a helicopter around here to probably answer the question.
Uh-huh.
Pacific Power and Light has this line that goes through here, you know.
Uh-huh.
They've got these big aluminum poles, and they use helicopters to move these things, replace them and repair them and so forth.
Right.
But who the company is that's working for them, I don't know. It's something that... So,
okay.
Thank you, then.
Right, thank you, sir.